Every member of a team has a special place, a special role. That's what makes it function well. It's an assortment of individuals from different backgrounds and experiences with different personalities and different skills, and they all blend together into a smoothly functioning unit. Well, at least that is the intention. So as a member of a team, what part do you play in the team? What is your role? We're going to learn some more about that today from our special guests, Gordon and Rosemary. Their specialty is team counseling, team building, and career counseling, and they've been with us for several weeks now discussing the factors that make an effective team. So today, let's see what we can learn about your role in the context of you being part of a team.
Within a team, most people will function in two ways. The first one is their functional role. For instance, you may be in the team because you are the secretary, the accountant, you have another job. That's your functional role. But also, you will function in your team role, which is really to do with your personality type. About 20 years ago, there was some research done here in Britain by somebody called Meredith Belbin, asking two questions, really. Why are some management teams more successful than others? And what goes to make a successful team? They did about 7 years research using Henley Management College students, which were people being trained in management from many companies. And after the end of the research, they were able to not only say which personality types would fit into which team roles, but they were actually able to identify which teams would be successful just on the basis of the types of personality that made up the teams. And it was not just individual personalities, it was the blend of personalities. Now, this is another personality measure that is very easily usable and does not require professional training in order to do it. This is called the self-perception inventory, and it's based on one's perception of oneself and gives you a fairly good judge of the team role that each of the individual team members will happily fit into. Now, most of us can fit into more than one, but there will be certain team roles that you will find very difficult to fit into. And eight team roles were identified.
Is this concept of roles being played by different members of a team something new? Is this concept a new discovery? Well, not really. If you were to look back to the people who were part of the early church, you would find that each member had a special role. Disciple, apostle, preacher, teacher, helper, and so on. The difference in our case today is that some people have done extensive research on this subject, and they've discovered that there are eight different key roles present in just about every successful team.
One of the team roles that they identified was that of the plant. This was the creative, imaginative, often unorthodox person who loves solving problems. This is the person who can come up with ideas when the team is stuck. Now, such people can, of course, be a little thorny on the team because they're always saying, hey, we could do this and we could do that and what about this and what about that? They need balancing with the other members of the team. But a team that doesn't have a plant can often get stuck. We were called to work with a team where they actually said, we're stuck. We don't know how to move forward from here. And we found that personality-wise, they were all of them very much of a similar type with no plant among them.
That's an interesting name for an idea person, the plant. Well, there's another one, another form of idea person who is part of a team. This one they call the resource investigator.
Now, where a plant tends to be an introvert, this type of person is the extrovert ideas person. And their ideas are not coming from within their own mind. A plant, the ideas are coming from inside themselves. This person goes out there into the outer world and finds ideas from other people, whether it's by using the telephone, by writing, by getting out and talking to people. This type of person tends to be enthusiastic and communicative. They explore all the opportunities and develop all the contacts.
All right, we've heard about the plant and we've heard about the resource investigator, two roles that are present in a successful team. Another team role that members sometimes take up is called the shaper. This is one role that can very often grow into a full leadership role.
And in fact, the symbol they used to indicate this was a whip, so you can get some idea of what it's like when you have a shaper on your team. This person is challenging, dynamic, and thrives on pressure and has the drive and courage to overcome obstacles. If this person's sitting in a team, then he'll be saying, well, why don't we do this? And Mary, you could take that role, and somebody ought to be making a note of this. You can just see them. Sometimes they can be a bit uncomfortable. They can provoke others, even hurt people's feelings sometimes. And that's a weakness which they have to avoid. But they do take up leadership and can often give a lot of direction and drive to a team that is a bit complacent.
Okay, we've learned now about some of the roles that members of a team can play as part of a team. And there is another role that is often in team leadership. This one can handle a shaper who doesn't happen to be a leader, but is an important part of the team. This person, this role, is one they call the coordinator.
The coordinator tends to be mature and confident and a good chairperson. They can clarify goals, promote decision-making, and they delegate well. One of the types of team that they identified as being consistently successful is what they call the classic balanced team, which is made up of all these eight different team roles within the team, and is led by the coordinator, because the coordinator will bring out everybody's strengths and use them in the team.
Another team role that was identified was that that was described as a monitor evaluator. This person checks, you know, when the plant has his bright idea, this person is going to say, well, wait a minute, what about this and what about that? And so they can be seen as a bit on the pessimistic side, a bit on the negative side. On the other hand, they often prevent the team from going wild about a new idea and discovering 6 months later that perhaps it wasn't such a good route to go after all.
The next role that is on the list may sound rather obvious. It might even, at first hearing about it, sound, well, maybe simplistic. As Rosemary says, the next role is the team worker. Aren't all of us who are members of a team, aren't we all team workers?
And the answer is yes. These are all people who are working on teams. But this person is the person who loves to be on the team. Their focus will be on the well-being of the team. They tend to be cooperative, mild, perceptive, and diplomatic. They're the sort of person who will listen and who will say, hey, hold on a minute, so-and-so had a good idea. Let's see what they've got to say. They avert friction and they calm troubled waters. So a team worker is a person who is a natural to be in a team.
Another one is now called the implementer, but originally Belbin designated them the company worker. These are the bread and butter people who get the job done. They take ideas and go out and make sure that things happen. They're very hard working. Sometimes can be a little inflexible and don't like change, but they're certainly good to have on a team and certainly essential to have on a team that wants to achieve.
And the eighth one is called the completer, who does exactly what the name says. The completer will make sure that things are finished and done on time, that look for errors and omissions, they're conscientious and painstaking. The completer will make sure the team completes their task. The implementer will turn ideas into practical actions, but the completer is the perfectionist who makes sure every little last detail is done.
So all those roles are needed and valuable on a successful, smooth-running team. The plant, well, this is the creative, imaginative person who loves solving problems. The resource investigator, an enthusiastic person and a good communicator. This person explores all the opportunities and develops all the contacts. The shaper thrives on pressure and has the drive and courage to overcome obstacles. Then there is the coordinator, who tends to be mature and confident, a good chairperson. This person can clarify goals and promote decision-making, and he or she also delegates well. The monitor? Well, the monitor is an evaluator who often prevents a team from going wild about a new idea and then discovering, as they said, 6 months later that perhaps it was not such a good idea after all. The team worker, this is a person who loves to be on the team and who's focused on the well-being of the team. Next was the implementer. These are the people who actually get the job done. And finally, the completer. This is the person who makes sure that things are finished and that they're done on time. The completer looks for errors and omissions. This person is a detail person. They're conscientious and painstaking. The completer makes sure that the team completes their task. Well, many factors go into making a team that works successfully. Each member of the team needs to be aware of and comfortable with their role as a member of the team, whatever that role might be. But it's also a good idea for each team member to be flexible in the role they adopt. Any one individual might have abilities or personality that would fit him or her for more than one possible role, depending on what's needed for the team of which they happen to be a member. Being flexible can help to make the team a more pleasant situation in which to work. It could even make the team more effective. Today, we learned some more about teamwork as we thought about the different roles we play. Gordon and Rosemary were our special guests today, and they'll be back with us again next week at this same time, when we'll be taking a look at some more teams, some more roles, some more functions. And in particular, next week, we'll be thinking of team leadership.